this wonderful model would not have been possible without the hard work of the Lewin Group. So I'm very happy to say we have Lisa Alexi, who's the vice president at the Lewin Group. She has worked on aging and disability programs for 2 decades, and she helps states and local communities with systems change. So please welcome Lisa Alexi.
Hi. I also want to acknowledge two of my colleagues who worked on this, Sarah Lash and Sophie Shen, who are here in the audience. This was an interesting and exciting project, and you can see how the county has taken ownership of this, and that's what I find particularly exciting about it, because we did develop the model. We contracted with the firm to do the survey and that kind of stuff, but it was a very collaborative process all along in terms of how it was approached and what was included and the types of things that were important to include, and now they own it. They are using it to develop their own reports. They are using it to do their community planning, and what's really great about that is when we started, one of the questions they kept asking was, you know, how many people are going to be in assisted living, and you know, how do we need to do that? And I kept thinking, this is a chicken and the egg problem. You know, it's like it's the public policy planning and zoning and other sorts of activities that will either result in assisted living potentially being developed, or you know, or you just kind of let the developers go on their own way and you may or may not get it. And so I think they've taken this to heart and they're actually using it very well. So I'm talking a little bit about sort of the mechanics and the pieces of the model. I hope I can use the mouse. Okay, so project team already was discussed actually. So this takes baby boomers and the age 65 and older out to 2020 and 2030. And it covers, you know, a whole wide range of areas, in, including sociodemographics, health status, healthcare utilization, housing tenure, housing burden, transportation assistance needs, long-term care needs, and demand for health professionals in terms of types of physicians and beds needed. And it is a spreadsheet, basically, with a call to a SAS program. It uses data. It allows the user to change assumptions in terms of disability rate assumptions. There's some disagreement over whether or not they're declining or staying the same. I don't think anybody's assuming that they're increasing, although we did have many discussions about that in terms of obesity trends and other things among younger adults, maybe that they will be going up in the future. And so it allows you to play with those just to see where your parameters are in terms of your expected population in these different categories. And for San Mateo, as was mentioned, there are 40% of the baby boomers are foreign-born. And so a big question for the county was, are these people staying here when they get old, or are they going back to their native country, or are they going someplace else in the country? And so the migration piece was an important aspect for San Mateo. We used a database of individual records. We used a technique called microsimulation. So we used data from the 2000 census because that was the best source of comprehensive, detailed information about individuals in the county. And we apply assumptions to this database to get baseline projections, and then also we can vary those assumptions to get the alternative scenarios. And the key to the microsimulation piece is that you can do distributional analyses when you get done with applying your assumptions. If you use a spreadsheet-based, sort of cell-based approach, you're limited to the cells that you've started with. With the microsimulation, since you have the individuals, you have a lot more flexibility in the way you can slice and dice the data. You also have to do that with caution, because if you didn't take something into account and you're trying to slice and dice the data in a particular way, you're not going to get much worthwhile then. But so this is a schematic of basically how it works. And, you know, we have our black box in the middle, which is all the algorithms and life events. But we try to keep the black box very transparent through having a detailed methodology and all the pieces documented. And so the microdatabase of the individuals goes in, and the parameters are the different aspects that can be changed. And exogenous variables such as inflation or economic growth, which may need to be totally revised now, are also taken into account, and you end up with an output of individuals aged forward. And we take into account age, marital status, because as people age, they sometimes change marital status by choice, and sometimes it's because of a spouse dying, work history, retirement income, morbidity, and mortality. And we had an individual on our team who was a demographer who did projections under different scenarios for the population by age and race and nativity, and took into account migration at a single year age portion. So this actually gives you a little bit more detail on the different components that were taken into account, both from the current data that we were able to combine both the data from the census as well as this survey of baby boomers and use it in projecting these key areas out into the future. So again, some of the key things that are outputs, and so like I said, it's a parameterized spreadsheet. You can put in the different parameters, you call the program, and then it dumps the data back into the spreadsheet. So you can actually further manipulate the data if you'd like to do ranges or percentages or whatever. And these are the areas that are covered by the output. Some of the major assumptions on the sociodemographic side, we do net migration, and you can also change annual real income, which will affect your housing burden type of measures, as well as your income distribution going out in the future. For housing, is tenure status, rental expenses, and housing expenses, ownership expenses. For acute care health, we had different rates for minorities and white non-Hispanics in terms of use rates, particularly for physicians. You can change the use of services. The relative difference, actually, is the parameter. And so you can continue to have the disparate use of services, or you can assume that they come or more converge over time so that there's a similar use rate over time. In county versus out of county, in retrospect, if I had to do it over again, I probably would have said, let's do the whole Bay Area instead of just a county, because this became a big issue as it went along. You know, a lot of the services that people in San Mateo County get, they go north to San Francisco. And so we captured that by representing in county and out of county, but it might have been nicer to be able to capture it totally by having that accounted for with the whole Bay Area. Length of inpatient hospital stay is another thing that can be varied, given that that's been on a downward decline for a very long time. And on the long-term care side, the disability rate was the major thing. So the tasks that we tackled were, you know, understanding that context for the county and working with the county on what they wanted to get out of this model, the support and input from the different departments, and the Department of Health took the lead on it, but there was strong collaboration across all these, all the groups that were involved. This random digit dial survey, and as was mentioned, African Americans were the most difficult to get through that process because there was no concentration. Actually, on the Asian side, there were actually enough Asian Americans, but there was also a little bit more concentration. On the African American side, there wasn't, and since as a small proportion of the population with a random digit dial, you just couldn't find them. And so I think Christine is going to talk about some alternatives that we used to represent that voice. Pilot testing, getting feedback, and making revisions, and we had a final methodology report, and the county has gone on and did several reports on the other aspects of it. So, Christine, why don't you talk about what you do with it?
Thanks. So now to introduce myself. My name is Crispin Delgado. I'm a management analyst with the San Mateo County Health Department in the